It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A new poll of Texans has mixed news for President Trump. A survey by the Texas Tribune and the University of Texas shows 8 of every 10 Republicans in the state approve of the job Trump is doing in office, and 9 of every 10 Democrats disapprove. Overall, Trump's approval rate in Texas is 43%, slightly higher than most polls nationally. The poll finds 68% of Republican respondents say Trump has the right temperament to serve as president. Only 5% of Democratic respondents agree. Overall, more than half of the respondents said Trump does not have the right temperament. The poll also finds 2 in 5 Texans believe Russia influenced the 2016 presidential election, and most of those are Democrats. Democrats and Republicans are on the baseball field right now in Washington, D.C., a day after a gunman disrupted a Republican practice for the charity game. A North Texas congressman says lawmakers in Washington, Americans across the country, have to change the tone. Dallas Republican Pete Sessions talked with David Brown, host A public radio's Texas Standard.
I don't know that we've failed or not, but we've failed in our ability to communicate outside of Washington. Even when some disagree, there has been a dialogue that has gone on. This year, that changed. It changed not only in town hall meetings, but it seemed to become acceptable for people to express their displeasure with yelling and screaming and making a scene.
Where do you think that idea of acceptability comes from? And I mean, I say this because there are plenty of people, both left and right, who say it comes from the very top. It comes from the tone that was set during the presidential election. No?
Well, I have to agree with that because there has been a huge difference in the way that people believe that acceptable behavior at these rallies and forward are happening. So the perspective that now has happened as a result of the shooting really is a game changer for members of Congress. And I think that we're all going to have to tone down what we think and say.
Part of your constituency elected you, but you represent the entire constituency. And so, you know, you have to make yourself accessible. How do you do that in this, what sounds like you're describing a kind of new world?
Yeah, it's causing us to reevaluate. But just because I disagree with necessarily a position you might take, that does not make me something different. We need to be careful about how we talk about people who disagree with us. So I accept the responsibility.
That was Representative Pete Sessions, a Republican from Dallas and chairman of the House Rules Committee. He was talking with David Brown, host of Public Radio's Texas Standard. Greek historian Thucydides theorized that when a rising power comes close to eclipsing a ruling one, war is inevitable. Former Assistant Secretary of Defense Graham Allison has studied what's called the Thucydides trap and believes China and the U.S. could be next in line. Today on Think, he told Chris Boyd that both sides have a good reason to preserve peace: money.
The two economies have become so deeply interlaced, even entangled, that if there were a war between the U.S. and China, there would be no products in Walmarts, and the Chinese factories would be producing stuff to whom they can't sell it. And actually, Americans would not be able to get loans to help make up the difference between how much our federal government spends and how much taxes we collect for the deficits. This is almost a version in the nuclear world. There's an acronym called MAD, M-A-D, which is Mutual Assured Destruction, which means if after I've done everything I can to disarm you, you can still kill me. In the economic arena, there's almost an analog in, I call it, Mutual Assured Economic Destruction. So a war between the two parties would be economically destructive for both of them.
Graham Allison is the author of Destined for War, Can America and China Escape Thucydides' Trap? This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. Dallas photographer Frank Lopez creates haunting artworks with equipment from the Civil War era, like tintypes and pinhole cameras. Now, he's merging the past and the future, adding today's technology to make photos that look like abstract chemistry. For this week's Artist Spotlight, our weekly series profiling North Texas creatives, Art and Seek's Drone Weeks takes a trip to the darkroom.
We're in the photo lab in the Green Hill School in Addison with photographer Frank Lopez.
That's an old sound that you don't hear very often.
Maybe you recognized it. It's a Polaroid camera ejecting both a finished photo and a negative. Polaroid cameras were once hugely popular because they took pictures and developed them right inside the camera. You didn't have to send the film off to be printed. But instant digital snapshots, like the ones we take on our iPhones all day, they bankrupted Polaroid. Yet here's Lopez working with half a dozen different out-of-date Polaroid cameras. They're only one of the many old-fangled photo techniques he uses in his artworks and teaches to his high school students. But why teach them when iPhones and Instagram dominate their lives?
A physical negative, a physical print, a physical object that you can work with, those are the kinds of things that we've lost going digital.
The 50-year-old Lopez grew up in the family business, Lopez Auto Service. So with him, it's all about getting your hands into it, your hands on it. But with digital photos, the inner process is sealed off. It's hard to tinker with. And tinkering is often what inspires artists. Corbin Doyle teaches filmmaking and digital art at Green Hill.
I think there is magic in process, you know, and I think Frank would totally agree with that. In arts, the process can mean something.
Ever since he got a degree in photography from East Texas State, Lopez has been all about the process. He became known as a pioneer in North Texas, a pioneer of the great return of analog. You know, vinyl records instead of music streaming, printed books instead of ebooks. A dozen years ago, Lopez lived and worked in an Exposition Park studio. He mastered the old-time arts of the tintype, the pinhole camera, and wet plate photography, the kinds of things used back in the Civil War by the great photographer Matthew Brady. But then Lopez was hired to teach at Green Hill, and in 2015 he left Expo Park for Little Elm. Corbin Doyle.
10 or 12 years ago, he came talking about going back to all these materials, and there has been a massive transformation. And how cool is that?
These days, Lopez uses iPhotos and Photoshop. He turns digital photos into tintypes. He scars Polaroid negatives and makes them look like abstract paintings. And he digitizes images and sells them online.
That is a direct result of teaching. I have to teach digital. I have to teach a language that the students grow up with. But then I can also teach them how to shoot film and how to process film. I teach all aspects of photography to my students.
Fittingly enough, Lopez calls his artworks antiquarian avant-garde.
Part of what's so exciting is that, you know, Frank talks about living in the 19th century, 20th century, 21st century with every piece he makes. It's something that is in his blood, this idea of looking back and looking forward.
Looking back, way back, Lopez can remember his very first photo. He was 8. His mother was driving in South Oak Cliff when farms and farm animals were still there.
And we saw a horse in a pasture, and so she pulled out this beautiful old Polaroid camera, and she had me just point the camera at the horse and take the picture. I just remember that was magical, seeing things right there on the spot.
Looking forward, Lopez has been working on a brand new series, images of discarded gears and utensils he's picked up in Exposition Park. He touches up these photos digitally, but they look back as well. This new series will ultimately include his father's tools. You know, the old ones. Some of the ones Reyes Lopez has used to repair cars for 50 years. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Frank Lopez's photos are in a group show at JM Gallery through June 24th. See a slideshow of his work at artandseek.org. And coming up tomorrow morning, Monday marks Juneteenth, the day in 1865 when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston and brought the news that slavery ended 2.5 years earlier. A 90-year-old civil rights activist in Fort Worth named Opal Lee made headlines last fall with her symbolic walks to the nation's capital to make her case for a national holiday. Opal Lee talks about her effort in our Friday conversation tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. Partly cloudy skies expected this evening. There's a chance for showers later on with a low around 78. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.